Hey, what it do, it's your boy Horse Son, and welcome to West Coast Quarter Key. And today's topic, wait a minute, hold on, let's just rewind that and take that back, son. You dig what I'm saying? But how you doing today? Have a blessed Sunday. Hope you're all out there enjoying your day. May God bless you with many more, you know. Back to the lecture at hand. Anyway, today's segment is about doing the right thing, right? So yesterday, I got a hold of my cousin. My cousin sent me a message. She was like, this girl just got hit by a car. So another girl ran her over. They was arguing over a dude, I guess. The girl must ain't had no hands or something. So she jumped in the car and used her car as a weapon. Ran the girl over and killed her, right? The dude that was in the car with the chick, he told her, drop me off at home. He got dropped off at home, and he went straight to the police station. Turned himself in, right? Now, motherfucker's like, oh, he a snitch, he this, he that. But let me ask you a question, though, right? If my thing is this, if you're not a street person, then it's not considered snitching. Anybody disagree with me? Leave a voice message, and we can have a debate on that. And I'll broadcast your opinion on the podcast. But my thing is this. If you're not a street person, and you get caught in the middle of something, it's only natural that you're gonna call the police. That's only a natural thing that you're gonna do is call the police. That's the first. Okay, I say that to say this. Okay, now listen. Say for instance, a dude from the streets would come from the gutter, and some kid fresh out of college, home of vacation, or from college or something. They both end up at the same store. Somebody stepped on somebody's shoes. Somebody feel disrespected. Next thing you know, they go from fighting to finally to somebody getting stabbed or shot or whatever the case is. Now, if that dude decide to say, you know what, I'm calling the police, then you can't say, oh, he's snitching, he's a snitch, this and that. For one thing, the nigga don't come from that lifestyle. That snitching shit is only in the ghetto, in the hood. That's it. That shit is only around drug dealers and street people, criminals. That snitching shit is for criminals. That's not for the average Joe Blow, the average senior, the average American citizen. You know what I mean? It just ain't for that person. So you can't get mad and be telling the world, oh man, I had to fight this motherfucker. I had to stab him, this nigga gonna start snitching. Nigga, you should have known that. You feel me? The difference between whites and blacks is, feel me? Black people, they handle their problems with their fists. They'll take it with the fist. They go with the fist, weapons. Nah, don't get me wrong. Black people snitch too. A hell heck of a lot of them. But the whole point I'm making is that In the community, around criminals, then we handle things that we call street law, street whole court in the street. So we don't go to the police, none of that shit. We hold court in the street. But people who don't live that type of lifestyle, how they win their battles is they sue. You feel me? They sue. They take you to court. They call the police. If you hurt them, they would talk all the shit in the world. And I dare you to hit me. Come on. Go on and hit me. I dare you to. And you be thinking that you're finna fight this guy. So he said, come on. I triple dare you. Come on, guy. Come on. He might even call you a nigger. Fucking nigger. What's gonna make you take flight? And as soon as you hit this motherfucker, I'm calling the police. And then what happens? Who takes the loss? Even if you say, man, he called me a nigger, they're going to say, oh, he did? Yeah, he did. Who hit who first? He called me a nigga, so I hit him. Okay, cool. You're going to jail. You know what I'm saying? They're not going to do that. They're not taking him to jail for calling you a nigga. Hell no. They not taking, you got to see, the thing about it is you got freedom of speech, quote unquote, they say. You got freedom of speech, but you got to be aware of the consequences of what's going to happen once you speak with your, what's on your mind. That's all I like to tell people. But that's another subject. But anyway, back to this at hand, right? So, motherfucker like, oh, man, the dude snitching and this and this and that. And I'm like, wait a minute. The dude is a square. The dude is a square from Delaware. He ain't got nothing to do with this. You know what I'm saying? Like, he probably didn't even know. He probably was going over there just to watch his people back, making sure she don't get jumped. And she done messed around and got her ass whooped, and now she want to go and kill everybody with the vehicle. You know what I mean? So, for the most part, you know what I'm saying? Like, I don't know. Me personally, I can't say the dude a snitch. I'm going to be real with you. I can't say he a snitch because I don't know his background. I don't know where he come from. I don't know nothing about him. Maybe that's their way of handling business. That's the way they the way of handling it. And I don't want motherfuckers to say, this nigga tripping. This nigga trying to justify. No, I'm not justifying nothing, bro. I'm a real dude from the streets. But I grew up and I learned. It's a different type of people on this earth. You know what I'm saying? Different type of people that run this world. Different, we different. Some people don't know nothing about the criminal life. They don't know the code of the streets and none of that shit. They don't live by the code of the streets. Only people that live in the streets or from the streets live by the codes and the ethics of the streets. That's it. And the sooner you learn that, then maybe you'll be able to pick your battles a little different. Maybe you'll be able to control your emotions a little more. You know what I mean? Because when you take flight on somebody and you go and punch somebody, it's all because you let your emotions get the best of you. That's all it is. You let your emotions get the best of you. You know what I mean? And with that being said, you know what I mean? Tell me I'm lying. Anybody out there that know anything about anything, tell me I'm lying. When a person takes flight, when you get into a disagreement with somebody, and your disagreement turns to, oh no, I'm finna whoop this nigga ass. Why is that? That's because your feelings got involved. You feel me? Your feelings got involved, and you didn't know how to handle it, so your natural, that's your natural reaction is to take flight. You know what I'm saying? So, is that a good reaction? Hell no, it's not a good reaction. You know why it's not? Because you're the one that losing the end. But, back to the subject at hand. Like, motherfuckers really gonna have the nerve to call this dude, he's a fucking snitch, y'all. Isn't it? He's a fucking, wait a minute, hold up. So now y'all trying to tell me that y'all calling this dude a snitch because this motherfucker decided to turn himself in. He like, nigga, I ain't finna go to jail for this shit. You know what I mean? You can't knock that nigga for that. He said, I don't want to go to jail for this shit. He wasn't driving the car. He didn't know the bitch was gonna get in her feelings and say, fuck it, I'm gonna run you over. He like, oh, hell no, bitch, you finna just fuck my whole life up now. I gotta go, oh, hell to the no. And I'm not justifying what he did at all. But I do understand the situation that's at hand. You know what I mean? That's what I'm trying to get y'all to see. I'm trying to get y'all to understand the situation at hand. You know what I mean? I want you to understand, put yourself in this person's shoes. If you're not from the streets, and all of a sudden your friends say this girl's tripping over some stuff about Facebook, or something that was said, or something she's saying, something to my boyfriend, or whatever the case, and you're like, this girl keep talking about, I want to fight her, and if he can't talk you out of it, then he say, well, okay, I'm going to go with you. I'm going to watch your back. Make sure you don't get jumped or anything like that. And then you go over there and get your ass whipped and jump in your car and then run a person over while he in the car. What you expect for this dude to do? I'm trying to figure out what y'all expect for him to do. You know what I mean? Like, what? Now, people are like, what would you do if you was in that situation? I come from the street. My situation is different. You feel me? I come from the streets. My situation is different. So, no, I wouldn't be able to say, oh, shit, you know, fucked up my life. I got to go over here and go call. I wouldn't be able to say that. You know what I mean? But I know some people that can say it and get away with it. You know what I mean? So, I just want y'all to think about that for a minute. Hold up a second. Yeah, but anyway, back to the, Yeah, like the guy, man, I mean, I kind of feel bad for the dude with his situation, because not only is everybody going to be calling him a rat for a long time, but, you know, he had to make a decision. Do I keep my mouth shut and it all come out? I was in the car and I go down with her for 15, 20 years or something like that? Or do I turn myself in, explain to him what went down? Or just tell myself in and just tell my woman a lawyer, tell a lawyer what happened, let the lawyer work it out. You know what I mean? Like, what route do he go? I know one thing, he had to be shook. Any nigga had to be shook that got to go straight to the police station after getting dropped off. Like, oh my God, you done killed this girl, dropped me off. Get home and take me to the police station. I'm finna turn myself in for this shit. You know what I mean? So I'm looking at his situation like, wow. But I'm looking at the girl more less like, if you just really mess your life up over a dude, something is wrong with you. That's over some dude that's maybe next year you probably won't even be messing with the dude no more. And that's what's cold about it. Like, she was only 23. The girl that died was 23. So, you know, when you at that age, you know what I mean? Like, I don't know. When you at that age, that I don't think they understand that everything ain't forever. Even relationships. It's barely a blue moon where you see some high school sweetheart stay together forever for a long time. That's every blue moon. It don't happen all the time. You know what I mean? And in this situation, you arguing about a dude, and I guarantee you that the dude was the one at fault. I guarantee you that the dude, I don't even know if they was arguing over the dude that was in the car with her when it happened. And that's what it sounded like to me. Like, maybe he was the dude that they was arguing over. I don't know, but, or maybe you just somebody that just went along for the ride, like I said. But the cold part about the whole situation is that the chick done messed up her whole life, man. Her life as she know it now is considered over. You know what I'm saying? Like, when she hit the girl and then left the scene. So it was a vehicular homicide. On top of it, you left the scene. Like it was an accident, or you hit her, pulled over and wait for the police to come. You left the scene, like trying to flee. So now your bail gonna be super high, because they gonna look at you like a flight risk, because you already ran from the scene. You know what I mean? And then on top of it, you done lost your, messed up your whole life over some dude that, if he's still on the streets, you think he gonna write you while you in there all them years? Really? You really think that dude gonna hold you down? Why you down all them years, and he 20-something years old? You know what I mean? And he 20-something years old? Really? Think about it. Just think about it. Think about it, though. Really, though. Really think about it. Think about it, though. Really think about it. I'm saying, though. He's young. He's 20-something. She's 20-something. She gonna go down, and he's gonna go down. You know what I'm saying? If he would have anything to do with it. But if not, she's going to go down. And you think he really going to waste his time sitting around writing letters, talking about, baby, I'm going to hold you down for these next 12, 13 years? Because vehicular homicide, I don't know if really hold a lot of time like that. Because first of all, it's not a first degree murder. Because the intention didn't start off as, I'm finna go kill this girl. The tension started off as, we finna fight. You know what I mean? And after that fight, you know what I'm saying? That's when after the argument or whatever went down, I wasn't there, I don't know. But after whatever went down, obviously somebody got frustrated enough to say, you know what? So that leads me to believe that she must have been getting her ass whooped. When she said, oh shit, she ran up on somebody, talking shit, somebody whooped her ass, and instead of her leaving, you know what I'm saying, taking that L and just leaving, her pride got in the way. So she got frustrated, jumped in the car, and ran the girl over. Like, I got the last laugh, which you really don't, because she's passed away. You done took this young lady life away from her, 23 years old. You done took this young lady life away from her, man, over a dude, man. And that's so sad, man. And, you know, I just want to say my blessings go out to the family. You know what I'm saying? May God bless you and your family. I'm sorry. Rest easy wherever you are. And, you know, I don't know, man. Like, it's just a sad situation because nobody wins in these situations. Nobody. Nobody wins in these situations. You know what I mean? And what's cool about this is I feel bad for the young lady that's about to get locked up. Or that's locked up because, you know what I mean? Like, she just doesn't understand that it's so much more to life out here. You know what I'm saying? It's just way too much more to life out here, man. And I don't understand why she would really waste her life and let her life go like that, man. That's just so sad to me. You know what I mean? Like, that's just so sad to me, man. Sad. Sad, sad, sad. She would never... Wow. Wow, I'm sorry, y'all. I'm just seriously sitting here thinking about it, and it's really hurting me because I'm just so tired of seeing all this black on black crime, man. It's like, I'm just tired of seeing this, man. This is a sad situation, man. When we gonna wake up? When we gonna wake up and realize that this black on black crime ain't getting us nowhere? You feel me? If y'all know, see, this is the thing. These people don't study history. You know what I'm mad at the rappers about? Because, okay, if you know that your black, the black race, like they said, it's an old saying go. You want to hide anything from a black man or from a black person, put it in the book. You know what I'm saying? If you want to hide anything from a black person, put it in the book. Because they saying we don't read. We don't do none of that. We watch video, we watch TV for all our information. You know what I mean? And I'm not saying it's true, but this is what they saying. You know what I'm saying? And how I know it ain't true, because I'm not the one that just read, watch TV and, you know what I mean, and all that. I really do my homework. You know what I mean? So, with that being said, you know what I mean? I don't know, man. I'm just really feeling fucked up right now, you know? It's not a good day. Stop a lot. You know what I mean? For cussing, but, you know, it's just really not a good, that's just a sad situation, man. Her family taking it off, the other girl family. You know, this is a chain reaction, man. This is sad, man. This is really sad, man. This is sad. But, you know, wow. Yeah, I'm trying to get me a co-host, y'all. I'm trying to, you know, talk to a few people. I'm trying to get me a co-host, man, because, you know, I don't mind doing it by myself, to be truthfully honest with you. But on top of me doing it like this, my podcast like this, I wouldn't mind having the views, too. You know what I mean? I wouldn't mind having the camera set up and me and my co-host going in on people, you know what I'm saying, or on topics or whatever the case it is. You know what I mean? But for the most part, you know, so, you know, but back on the subject at hand, you know what I'm saying? Like I said, people talking about the dude snitch. And I'm like, I don't agree with people for saying that. I mean, yeah, okay, it's true. He did tell. But you got to look at everything in heart. Like, okay, the situation with Troy Ave, for instance. Everybody know, Boosie, Lil Boosie even said it. He said, you can't live this two lives. You can't be a rapper and be in the streets busting your gun. You can't do it. You know what I'm saying? The two worlds don't go together. They sound good together, but the two worlds don't go together. You know what I mean? For the simple fact, who gonna put money into what record company is gonna put money into somebody who's out there really shooting guns and killing up stuff? And you see how they did Tupac? Tupac was in jail, album platinum, and the whole and knowing that they could have brought this man out, he would have rekindled all that money back. They left him in there to rot. They didn't want to pay his bail. So that let you know, you a gangster rapper and you really out there living that life, you bullshit. And if you are, you one of the dumbest rappers out there. But I know why they doing it though, because you people, you know what it is? It's the trolls. They listen to what the trolls say. You know what I'm saying? Like Troy Ave situation, for instance. They call him a snitch and this and that. But the whole thing of the matter is, you know what I'm saying? Troy Ave, he was caught on camera busting the gun at whoever. I don't know if that was taxed on or not. It ain't for me. Like, and that's another thing that be tripping me out with these podcasts and these people talking. First thing they do is, yeah, it looks like him to me. And this girl said this and said, how do you know, bruh? Like, you wasn't there. You didn't see him. A lot of people look like each other. That don't mean it's that person. Like, you'll be one of the type of people that get, like, these people be the type that get a person locked up, an innocent person locked up for life. You know what I'm saying? And DNA the only thing, you know what I'm saying, clear, nigga, 20 years later. You know what I mean? Like, come on, man. Let's be real, man. Just come on. Let's be real for a change, y'all. Quit all this, you know what I'm saying? Just, I don't know, man. It's just crazy to me, man. But they said the dude was snitching because some dude came to his show, or T.I. show, whatever show it was. It was at somebody's show, and he was backstage. The dude come up, about whatever the case it is, with a gun anyway. Troy Ave gets shot in the leg. Troy Ave bodyguard, which I think was also was a, his, one of his good friends, end up losing his life that night. You know what I mean? Now, the thing about it is, though, Troy Ave said, I didn't come to the venue with a gun. I don't carry guns. I didn't come to the, well, he didn't say he don't carry a gun, but he said he didn't come to the venue with a gun that time. You know what I'm saying? So, needless to say, if he's saying that, then what else is there to say? Who gun is it then? And like he said, something went down, he ended up wrestling and taking the gun from the dude. His bodyguard got shot and killed, and he got ended up getting shot in the leg. So, they talking about, and then I see some podcast on YouTube talking about, Troy Ave run the gun with, nigga, are you serious, bro? Like, come on, man. He ain't bring no, even the people who was listening to his shit, it was in the same, bro, you got it wrong, bro. You got it wrong. The feds said that they fingerprinted the gun, they got Tackstone fingerprints on the clip. On parts of the gun that only a person whose gun it is, like, if it's your gun, the fingerprints is where only your prints would be, if it was your gun. Now I don't want to hear all that on the tumble, on the clips. Like, who had time to take out the clip and put the hand on the clip? And come on, man. Think about it. That's a, you know what I mean? So, I don't know what he was talking about. I guess he's just trying to get his thing off the ground and running. You know what I mean? Which ain't nothing wrong with that. You know what I'm saying? But, like, my podcast, I ain't got no fancy nothing. It's just me in my house doing my thing. You know what I mean? And giving my opinion. And I want other people to give me their opinion. You know what I'm saying? But, So Tackstone did a song talking about some middle finger from the stand. Some of it, like, if they're offering you 40 years, and only thing they want to know is what happened. You feel me? Like, tell your story. Tell your story. Tell what happened. And they calling Tackstone, and they calling Troy Ave a rat. Oh, he's about the rat. He's this, he that. But all these people that's talking that he's about the rat shit, put them in that same situation and see what they'll do. You feel me? It's easy for everybody to talk that he's a rat shit, and point the finger when they ain't in that situation. You feel me? Like, now don't get me wrong, I'm not condoning nothing. Like I told you, I come from the streets. So, where I come from, that we just don't say nothing. Dude talking about Tackstone ain't saying nothing because he a G, and he know the game. No, Tackstone ain't saying nothing because he know he fucked up, nigga. He know he's washed up, nigga. Nigga, his jail record as long as the motherfucking one of, you know what I'm saying? As long as the Brooklyn buildings, his jail record. As long as one of the barrels in Brooklyn, you know what I mean? And his fingerprints, his lawyer told your fingerprints is on parts of that gun that only whoever gun it is. And on top of it, he already pleaded out to the gun. You feel me? He pleaded out to the gun like, okay, so he pleaded out to the gun, so, but now it's the murder charge that he got to go to trial for, because he's saying, I didn't, you know what I'm saying, like, Troy Ave saying, I didn't shoot, that's my bodyguard, why would I shoot my bodyguard, like, that's my friend, you know what I mean, so, they had him on the Breakfast Club, and, your boy wasn't there this particular day after he gonna get a man donkey of the day because a song we put out called Too Legit. Now I'm saying Too Legit to Quit or something like that. And my thing is, and he wrote, he talking about, he said, I be taking guns out the hands of suckers or some old shit, you know what I'm saying? Something he said, oh, that might have been another song. But I like Troy Ave. I like his music. I really do. I dig it. I fucks with him. You know what I mean? And he like the only New York rapper that I feel that still got that same New York vibe. And he still, you know what I mean? He still talk that same New York talk. He ain't trying to sound like nobody else. He's doing him, and that's what I like. You know what I mean? But anyway, back to the subject at hand. But so, you know, they calling him a rap for this and this reason, that reason, or whatever the case it is. Fine. But at the end of the day, it's his life. He got two kids. He got this. He's not out in the game selling drugs. That's like your boy who hosts the Breakfast Club. He said, back when I was in the game, bruh, he said, yeah, I live by the code of the rules of the game. He said, but once I got out the game, he said, I'm not in the game no more, bruh. He said, so, you know, if you do something to me, damn right I'ma tell. Damn right. You know what I mean? And he, that's what he was saying. So if he could tell you that straight up, you know what I mean? So why can another person that just rap about gangster shit but ain't really a gangster do the same thing? That's weird to me. Actors. Dude, best actors in the world. Actors got people really believing that they can walk there and do all this crazy shit that motherfucker be doing. But nobody ever says, oh man, I was watching Scarface and I wanted to go kill up a bunch of people, or I wanted to be the kingpin and this and this and that. You know what I mean? Like, they promote movies and people portray the images and start acting like the shit that they see, and then they start wanting to get mad. You see, yo, we got animals, the newborn, new breeding, people growing up now is predators, and like, come on, man. Really? 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 Wow. You know what I mean? So, okay, whatever. You know what I mean? But, you know, I don't know, man. You just, what y'all think? Tell me what you think. Send a voice message, question or opinion, and I promise you, I'll broadcast it live. You know what I mean? And you know, and let's get this discussion going on. Tell me, I really want to know what you feel and what you think. I need somebody else to give me their opinion on this situation. And you know what I mean? Because I'm always open-minded. I ain't never narrow-minded. I'm always open-minded to discussion. I'm always open-minded to understanding and things like that. So, you know, hit me up. Thanks for tuning in. Well, hold on, y'all. My bad. I'm just going through a little something right now. But thanks for tuning in. Horsun signing off. Quarter Key. West Coast Quarter Key. We out this. All right, man. Have a blessed day.